2 months on from the Tunisian president's decision to suspend parliament and sack the prime minister, his supporters don't think he's gone far enough. Thousands of people gathered in Tunis and other towns and cities to show their support for Kais Saied.
We want to deliver a word to Tunisian President Kais Saied, no going back now, and to prosecute all those who have committed crimes against the people. That is the first and main demand, to prosecute all those who've done wrongdoing.
Most of the protesters carried banners attacking the Ennahda party. It's the largest in parliament and has been the most critical of the president's power grab.
I mean, there is no way or no excuse for having a dictatorship or making a coup. If the people are not happy with us, then they are more than free to go to other elections and not to elect us. So we cannot give any excuse or legitimize any coup or any illegal actions.
The Ennahda party says the recent appointment of Najla Boudin as prime minister and any government she forms can only be legitimate if it is endorsed by parliament. But Kais Saied is ruling by decree.
The president doesn't communicate easily and he's surrounded by people who don't have a political background. Anyone with political experience is not in the presidential circle. If he won't consult those with political experience, the future remains unclear for Tunisians.
The president says his decision to seize power on July 25th was necessary to prevent Tunisia's collapse and it seemed to have popular support. But his failure so far to offer a way out of the crisis is strengthening the opposition to him. In a phone call with the French president, Kais Saied told Emmanuel Macron that a government would be formed in the coming days and what he called a national dialogue would follow. Tunisia's treasury is running out of money to pay salaries and meet loan repayments. It urgently needs a government to negotiate an international bailout. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Tunis.